In this video, we will talk about why microchurch planters need training and mentorship. A microchurch may begin in a living room, a village, a workplace, a neighborhood, or a digital setting. It may begin with just a few people, an open Bible, prayer, hospitality, and a burden for people who need Jesus Christ. That sounds simple, and in many ways it is. But simple does not mean careless. When people gather around scripture, prayer, worship, care, and mission, real spiritual leadership begins to happen. People bring questions, wounds, family struggles, doubts, moral confusion, loneliness, and spiritual hunger into the gathering. A microchurch planter needs more than enthusiasm. The planter needs biblical grounding, practical wisdom, humility, and accountability. This is why study-based training matters. Training helps a planter understand the Bible more faithfully. It gives language for church life, discipleship, leadership, boundaries, evangelism, and pastoral care. It helps the planter know what to do, what not to do, and when to ask for help. Mentorship is also essential. A mentor, pastor, elder, experienced minister, or soul center leader can help the planter discern calling, avoid isolation, and stay teachable. Mentorship gives the planter someone to report to, pray with, learn from, and consult when difficult situations arise. The Apostle Paul told Timothy, "The things which you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit the same things to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." That is a multiplication pattern. Receive, learn, embody, teach, and entrust to others. A common mistake is thinking, "I love Jesus and people like coming to my house, so I am ready to lead a church." Love and hospitality are beautiful gifts, but leadership also needs formation. A microchurch planter should ask, "Who is training me? Who is mentoring me? Who can correct me? Who can help me grow? Who will I raise up next?" Microchurch planting is accessible to ordinary Christians, but it should not be disconnected from study, character, and oversight. Training and mentorship do not quench the spirit. They help the planter serve with greater clarity, humility, and faithfulness. Small gatherings can carry great spiritual responsibility. That is why faithful planters keep learning.